we are suffering from that. That sort of conception, mentality. And we should try to be out of that. Everything mutilated, misconceived, mutilated, misunderstood, and misused. We are in the midst of that. That is the true position of ours, what to do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. None wants to be a prey of misconception, of mistake. The hankering after truth, true conception of things, that is our innate wealth. We can't avoid that, to know the proper thing. Out. We cannot but be out of any mistake or error, erroneous conception. That is our nature. So from falsehood to truth, that is in the absolute sense, we must accept that. From whole self, false conception, to the whole self, true conception. That should be our campaign. Asatuma sadgamayu. The Veda Mantram Upanishad says, from misconception to proper conception, from nihilism to truism, asatu ma sadgamayo, atamasu ma jyotirgamayo, from darkness take me towards light, from science to science, from ignorance to knowledge. At Vittur Mam Amitangamaya, from dissipation, from finishing, tied to me, towards life, from death to light, or from bitterness to sweetness. Vittur Mam Amitangamaya. From destruction to eternity, or amritam means very sweet, from bitterness, from misery to ecstasy. This is our general nature, can't avoid.
Brahmananda.
Jai?
Brahmananda.
Jai, Brahmananda. He's coming from here, or from land?
No, he's coming from here.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. No later you study in the land? No.
No.
Your study was holiday, or Baradin, birth of Jesus Christ. This time. Very appealing idea. Jesus. Self-forgetfulness, they say, for the good of others. Remarkable life. Hare Krishna, charming. The basis of theism. He has given the basis, the foundation of theism. That theism is so necessary, so urgent, that we can neglect this life like anything. That is so real. Our afterlife, our real life, our eternal life is so real that we can sacrifice very negligently all the resources of this life. So gives foundation, foundation to chastic life. We do not care for any gain of this life, for the aspiration of that high life. A foundation, strong foundation, neglecting all the aspirations of this life. This is negligible. I show you by my example. That's terrible. And that is higher and holy. For that, any sacrifice we may make for better gain. My life is a standard to show how valuable that life and how negligible this life, abhorrent. Such examples supply as the basis for the other afterlife, sweet afterlife, eternal life. The soul is there, but soul's interest, we can sacrifice the body interest, the whole self, neglectfully. That teachings we may get from Christ's example. Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Now the question, what is the nature of that afterlife, spiritual life? The environment of the soul after death. That is the question. God the Father, God the Ghost, and God the Son. God the Son is very near approach to God the Guru. And God the Ghost, that is God the Brahma. And God the Father, very near to Narayana. The Creator, the Well-Wisher, not to Narayana. Something like Narayana. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdhati. Paramatma conception has got no room here. Brahma conception, Guru conception, Brahma conception, and the Creator conception. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Raul Hare Raul. When our first batch went to preach in England, a question came from the priest. That Madhu Rasa is also there within the Bible. Somehow it is mentioned that a section are accepting Christ as bridegroom. Some parable is there.
Yes.
Christ as bridegroom. What is the answer? But the answer was given that the Son of Krishna is not Krishna himself. If we consider that is a parable, not in the main teachings of Bible, but a partial representation, but still with his son, with the Son of God, that connection. And not with God, Godhead proper, that sort of rush is found to be explained. A passing thing, and not a permanent abode of consorthood in God, Godhead, God conception, clearly in gradation, with all the paraphernalia favorable, Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya, etc. Not in a systematic way, it has been mentioned there. Only a passing remark, something like. Not systematic consorthood of the ultimate principle or absolute has been provided. The smart also, they also accept Krishna Lila. But Krishna is of course a particular form of conception of Godhead. And the Vrindavan Lila all true, but this side, the Brahma, Satya Guna, not Nirguna. That is their conception, the Shankara school. Shankara school has also recognition for Krishna, Lila, everything. But that is within the area of misconception. So everything gone there, spoiled. Higher form, or the slight misconception is there. But it is misconception. Reality, plurality means misconception. It is away from oneness, conception of oneness. Their conception of oneness, that cannot but be non-differentiated, non-specified one. Just like deep sleep, samadhi. That is oneness. And not a system, systematic one, organized one. Not one organism. Not a harmonized one. And the harmonized one of the absolute conception is with the Vaishnava school. Here also, Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, organic whole, the representation of the whole is that of an organic whole. Panentheism, Hegel also, panentheism, perfectionism, that is the conception of the one, or conception of the absolute, is an organized thing. Pantheism and panentheism. Pantheism is nirvishesh, non-dependency. Panentheism, something like Vishishtadvaitavada of Ramanuja. Similar, not same. Perfectionism, another name. Positive, negative. Both sides have got its existence of its own nature. Conditioned and unconditioned. Infinite and finite. Infinite is not sufficient alone. Finite must be by its side. Then it is absolute. The name has been given as absolute, not infinite. Infinite is incomplete. Infinite and finite, unconditioned and conditioned, both consist what is known as absolute. Positive, negative. But Maya, Brahma and Maya, Bhagavan and Maya. Maya is a necessary part of Brahma, but in the opposite side. Necessary part. But Mahaprabhu's decision, direction, that not wholly necessary. Without Maya also kingdom of Krishna can be conceived in fullest form. But still it is there in very subtle form. It is nitya. But the territory of Maya may not exist sometimes. It is possible. The possibility is eternal, a misconception. But misconceived world may not be eternal always. All the prison houses may be abolished, but the possibility of prison houses remaining. But practically prisons may be closed for some moment. But the possibility is that is eternal. Something like that. Koti kam dhenu pati chhagi jaiche mare sarasya pati krishne maya kiva kare Mahaprabhu says. The one who is master of crows of Kamadhenu, the milking cow at Sweetville. One master of such crows of cows, what a small she goat will do for him. So Maya is like a she goat. And Swarup Shakti, the Leela that is going on in the realm of Bhargo, the Swarup Shakti, that is full in itself. Hare Krishna. Tatparatena nirmalam, one striking point to be noted. Purity depends on how much it is directed towards the interest of the center. This criteria we should note very much. With great attention. What is pure? What is the symptom of purity? As much as it is satisfactory to the central cause, purity depends on that. All other conditions are futile. And as much earnestness we seek that purity, our condition is so much improved. No other law is applicable. If you come to apply your legal sense there, it will be redundant. And there lies the position of the gopis in Vrindavan. Only tatparatva, full attention to the santa. What will purify, what will satisfy him? At all risk, it is the greatness of their position there. Tatparatva, no law, no any other consideration. If the second consideration enters there, it will deviate my position. Tatparatina nirmalam, the only one criteria. As much as satisfactory to the center. When Dronacharya, he educated the Kaurava and the Pandava, including Arjuna. He gave training in the Astravidya, the archery, what is this?
Archery.
Then, for their examination, as a test, once on a tree, he put a bird, shola, shola ki wale? Imitation.
Yes.
Imitation bird, he put on the branch and asked all his students to aim at the eye of that imitation bird. First he asked Yudhishthira, we want to examine you, how much you have made progress in your archery learning. Try to pierce the eye of the bird, put there on the branch. Yes, Yudhishthira was ready. What do you see? I see the bird. And anything else? Yes. The tree. Anything further? Yes, I see all of you. Give up your bow and arrow. You won't do it. Give it up. Then in this way, others also, he called and asked to aim at the eye of the bird. They say, yes, I am seeing the bird. Fix your aim towards the bird. Yes, I am doing. What do you see? I see the bird, whole of the bird. Yes, whole of the bird. More? Yes, the branches. Yes, the top of the tree. And give you a top. Then in this way, trying two or three more, he asked Arjuna. Arjuna, you have to pierce the eye of the bird. Yes, I am ready. Fix your arrow. Yes. What do you see? I see the bird. Nothing else? No. Neither tree and nothing? No. The whole of the bird? No. What do you see? The eye of the bird. And nothing you can see? Nothing I can see. I can see only the eye of the bird. I can't see anything. Yes, you. Throw the arrow. So such should be our condition, our case. Only satisfaction of Krishna, nothing else. His satisfaction. No other thing we shall reckon, we shall see. That is the case with the gopi. Only interest of Krishna, nothing is sin. not even the whole Vat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur. Tatparatena Nirmalam. Interest proper. Krishna's interest, but interest must be proper. Not only in the physical sense. Krishna's interest may be apparently put in some other place. Then that should be the aim. As he says to Uddhava, Uddhava, you are my most favorite. Not even Brahma, Shiva, my elder brother Baladev, my Lakshmi Devi, my body. Even my body is not so favorite to me as you, Uddhava. So that also should be reckoned. Krishna means, what is he? What is he? And he is not a stagnant, permanent thing. He is living, he is changing. Where is he? Where is he? What is his interest? What is his representation? We have to reckon. Gaur Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur. In general, arrangement of Archan, it is mentioned, Atmamat Seva. Whatever is favorite to me, I shall offer to my Lord. That is one type. Whatever is favorite to me, that is very sweet, I shall give it to him. And what if I know that this is very favorite to my Lord, I shall offer that and then I take prasadam. Atmamat Seva and Shastramat, whatever decree scriptures has announced that this is very favorite to him, I shall offer that to him. Then another also maybe, what I am asked by my guru or higher devotees, offer this to him, even sometimes neglecting the order of Shastra, we may have to offer that to the Lord. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakko Ittete Koyyar. Service may be of different type. When there is classification, gradation, how should we serve my Lord? What is pleasing to me? Or what is pleasing to him recorded in the scripture? Or what is suggested by my higher authority, Gurudev, or Jivri and Vaishnava. Anything rising from your mind?
When we first came to Swami Maharaj,
yes,
we opened our hearts, and there was some element of strong element of surrender and trust.
Surrendering.
Huh? Yes, that was happening. There was surrender.
You wanted to surrender to Swami Maharaj. See it? Do you think that you understood him to the finishing point?
No.
Where did you surrender? As much as you could understand from him, you surrender to that conception of truth. Is it?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Now, what is the difference?
I guess I feel, and others feel.
Huh?
I feel, in my heart.
Yes.
To be honest, it is not a
of course, very
easy
good.
Thing to hear.
Very good.
But
as much as you can understand.
I feel somewhat cheated.
You cannot but make your progress that line, that direction. It is a happy thing.
Yes.
Sincerity. Hidayi nabhanukyanta. You have the responsibility of going forward as much as you will be able to understand the path of truth. You should do that towards the goal or idea. What you could guess that this is the idea. Idea is going to this direction. You should sincerely follow that path. And whenever you will find any difficulty in asserting, having a clear vision of the path to the day, then you have to consult with some friends of the same circle, and with their help, how much you can understand, you will do that. We can't do beyond this.
It is
we should do that, not by any obligation from outside. Obligation to a certain extent, slight. We can tolerate some sort of obligation from the friend circle, but not wholesale. Conscience, our inner understanding must have its full choice. Obligation to the local friends, up to a certain degree. Toleration, with the spirit of toleration. But we should be according to our inner voice. Tameva saranam gaccha sadva-bhavena bharata tat-prasadat paramsam. He is there. He is everywhere. He is in my heart also. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhi hi jnatis. He is everywhere. Only I am to connect with him, to set my ego aside and search for him. That is the main capital of a sadhu, a pious man, a devotee. I want him, he is everywhere. He is all knowing, he is sympathetic. He is eager to deliver me from this mud into his domain. I am earnest, myself, he is also not cold. He is more earnest than me to get me back in his domain, in his family life. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare. I am not going for any research in the objective world, in the world of matter. But I am going to the super consciousness. Consciousness, superior consciousness, superior love, superior sympathy, superior sentiment, feeling. My path is towards that. So I should not be cowed down by the adverse circumstances. God helps those that help themselves. If we really want to help ourselves, then He is there. He will come with 1,000 times. Eagerness to save me. I am not going towards any dead matter. An affectionate friend, father, guardian. Heart. Nidai go, hurry go, nidai go, hurry go, nidai go, hurry go, nidai go, hurry go.
There are long periods when we do not feel Krishna coming to touch our lives. Sometimes there are long periods when we do not feel Krishna coming to touch our lives.
Of course, patience, utsaha, nishchayat, dhajyat, tattat karma pravartanat, sangat tagat, satu vritti, sadhvi bhakti prasiddhati in Upadesha Amrita. According to the advice of Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami has given this sloka to us. What should be our fare to for the journey, the capital for the journey? Utsaha, enthusiasm, nishchayat, some sure faith, dhajyat, patience, tattat karma pravartanat, perseverance, perseveringly going on doing those very programs. What is shravan, kirtan, etc., what is mentioned for us to do, required of us to do, go on with that program, pravartanat. Sangat tagat, and we must live the opposite association, anti-God association, and the Satu Vritti, and we shall accept, try to accept the sentiments, feelings, the nature of thought of the heart. For that is Sattva Vritti means we shall try to associate us with the sadhu, with the devotees, and give up what is anti-devotion. We must continue this program to infinite, and thereby we shall find Him everywhere, in them. If I withdraw from them, I see darkness. Can't be true. We follow the real path. If we stop, it will seem to be horrible for us. So unconsciously, we will enter God's domain. It is the nature of infinity. Sometimes He will seem to be very near, close by. Sometimes it will seem who am I making progress in the wrong direction? The next moment again you will know, no, I am all right. The play of him from background. So many things may come. Always the association of the genuine devotee, that is the most important factor. And in absence of that, the scripture, the words, thoughts of the devotees, that is our solace, consolation, capital, certainty, hood. Holy books and the holy persons. And we must think that we are infinitesimal and are going to have infinite real sorrow is a concrete thing to us. Everything almost abstract, but a sadhu is a concrete thing. In his heart we shall find the existence, the feeling surcharged with God consciousness. That is something tangible. We can talk, we can converse with each other. That will seem to be something tangible. Otherwise, almost everything abstract. Hare Krishna. Go, Hare Krishna.
I also see my mind is continually disturbed by the existence. I mean, I'm nothing myself, but to see pseudo-sadhus. My mind is disturbed to see I consider pseudo-sadhus to representing Krishna and Krishna's teachings, like what I see at ISKCON.
You pay to him as much as you can to get a real help of a real sadhu. Please give him. That is, kabhi sri chaitanya more kori venu daya, kabhi ami paibo vaishnava pada chaya. When such grace will be granted from the high, that I shall get the company of a real sadhu. A real friend I shall get on my way to the goal. That is the great thing, capital. To have a partner on the way of the towards divinity, long way. Of equal interest. A friend of equal interest to have a companion. That is a great thing, achievement. Sridhai Gaur, Hari Gaur. And sometimes you will look to the negative side. If I give this campaign, then with what I am to be satisfied? This mortal world. Should I aspire after that? No, never. So whether I get or not, I have no other alternative but to go forward to the Lord of my conception. I can't go back. Because all mortal.